That is indeed the only Modest Mouse album that I own. Before the Modest Mouse, that was All Night Diner. I don't know if I told you this already, but I'm just repeating myself. Some Smashing Pumpkins in there doing Glynnis. Yeah, I went back there for a couple reasons. One is I was really a fan of that early, early Smashing Pumpkins stuff. Two, always enjoyed that song. And then three, that song is actually written in tribute to Glynnis Johnson, who was a member of the band Red Red Meat. So I played some Red Red Meat before that. Glynnis unfortunately passed away, so they wrote that song for her. But let's get back to the song before that, which was Red Red Meat doing 10cc's I'm Not in Love. Probably my favorite 10cc song. I'm more than on record. I am on record with that. So I'm on record and more than on record telling you that is my favorite 10cc song. And I'm just going to tell you one more bit of trivia. Just why not? I've got like a minute left in this program. Let's just kill some time by me telling you that in the mid-80s, 1986, there was a band called Boys Don't Cry, had a song called I Want to Be a Cowboy, and it sounded a little bit, and not just a little bit, it sounded like this.
I want to be a cowboy, and you can be my cowgirl.
Yeah, that was Boys Don't Cry with I Want to Be a Cowboy. So here's my story. I always thought they took their name from The Cure, Boys Don't Cry. That would only make sense to me, 1986, Boys Don't Cry, 1979, blah, blah, blah. But no, they actually took their name from the 10cc song, I'm Not in Love, where there's that segment where they whisper, Big Boys Don't Cry. Big Boys Don't Cry, Big Boys Don't Cry. Yeah, and that's where they took their name. See? The things you learn by listening to The Mockster, the things you're like, dude, why do you tell me those things? Because now it's stuck in my head. See, I tell you things that I know so that I can get them out of my head. Or actually, I normally tell people, you know what? I retain this useless trivia so you don't have to. Anyway, thanks for listening to my program. We'll do it again next week.
This is WRCT.
Uh-huh.
This is WRCT.
Uh-huh.
Come on and stay with us a while. Big 900 on your dial. We'll make your day a great big smile. WRCT.
Ah!
Now, what's the NRA secret, right? I remember the CNN town hall after the Parkland shooting back in 2018, and one of the students asked Marco, Senator Rubio, you know, are you willing to give up NRA money? The money that the NRA gives to pro-gun candidates is not that important, and it is not as important as the money that the NRA devotes to attack ads. Before with front groups, now due to Citizens United, they don't have to even bother hiding it. But attack ads attacking gun control candidates, and in the past they've been quite successful at that. Now, with the strength of the gun reform movement, it seems like it's going to be harder.
That's Frank Smyth. And this is Alternative Radio. I'm David Barsamyan. This edition of AR features Frank Smyth on the NRA Unmasked. Given the recent mass shootings which left 18 dead in Atlanta and in our hometown of Boulder, we are rebroadcasting this program. Gun violence exacts an enormous toll on U.S. society, claiming tens of thousands of lives every year. Many more thousands are wounded and scarred physically and psychologically. From malls to schools, from places of worship to concerts, there is no safe space. Weapons of war are easily obtainable. We have the spectacle of armed militias in combat gear roaming state houses, threatening the lives of government officials, and invading the national capital itself on January 6th. The main gun lobby is the National Rifle Association, the NRA. It resists common sense reforms. No matter the tragic occasion, the NRA recites its slogan, "Guns don't kill people, people kill people." The NRA denounces calls for reasonable gun control as attacks on freedom and liberty. The organization's actual history is hidden not only from the general public, but even from its own members. To talk about the NRA is Frank Smyth. He's an independent journalist whose articles have appeared in The Washington Post and The Progressive. He's the author of The NRA, The Unauthorized History. He spoke on February 14th at an online event moderated by Norm Stockwell of The Progressive magazine. And now, Frank Smyth.
As you know, this is the third anniversary, most of you know, of the Parkland, Florida, Marjorie Stoneman Douglas high school shooting 3 years ago that resulted in 17 fatalities, I believe, and a number more injured. And it also led to students from Parkland High School, surviving students, taking a lead to energize the gun reform movement. And they've accomplished a lot. We're going to talk about that.
Lauren was having trouble moving. Then her speech was slurred and her face drooped. A stroke seemed so unlikely. She was only 30. I had to react immediately. I called 911 and Lauren quickly received medical attention. Now we don't take anything for granted, especially spending time together as a family. Looking back, I'm so grateful I didn't hesitate to call 911. A quick reaction can make all the difference. Learn signs of stroke. Visit strokeawareness.com.
You are listening to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. We are celebrating the influence of Nirvana during this next hour. What does that mean? We are playing artists and songs that the band Nirvana has cited as influences or special to them. Before we get into some of the music, I want to just ask you to just come fall in. What are you talking about? Well, there's monsters underneath. What are you talking about? I'm saying that you can listen to punk rock, folk, hardcore, and so much more with DJ Sideways on his show, Trap Door. It's Tuesday nights here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. At some point, a journal of Kurt Cobain was discovered, and on there he had written down 50 different albums that he had cited as influential to himself or Nirvana. So we're taking songs from some of these albums and some other artists that he's always talked about during his short life. But one specific album he listed was not the debut album, was not London Calling. He listed Combat Rock by The Clash.
Darling, you got to let me know. Should I stay or should I go? If you say that you are mine, I'll be here till the end of time. So you got to let me know. Should I stay or should I go? It's always tease, tease, tease. You're happy when I'm on my knees. One day is fine and next is black. So if you want me off your back, well come on and let me know. Should I stay or should I go? Should I stay or should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now? If I go there will be trouble. Decisions bugging me.
Indecision, they molest us.
If you don't want me, set me free.
Set me careless, you got me.
Exactly whom I'm supposed to be. Don't you know which clothes even fit me? Come on and let me know. Should I cool it or should I blow? Should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now? If I go, there will be trouble. And if I stay, it will be double.
death in the cell.
Rise above, we're gonna rise above.
Lies at us behind our back.
Rise above, we're gonna rise above.
I find out exactly what they lack.
Rise above, we're gonna rise above.
We are tired of your abuse. Try to stop us, but it's no use.
Congratulations, we've got gashes, we'll get down on the earth. rights at all.
Taken from one of three albums Kurt Cobain listed as influential for the band Nirvana. It's the Wipers with the title track to Alien Boy here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. Before the Wipers from the album that's just called Record, Fear and Let's Have a War. You could later find that song on the Repo Man soundtrack. Germs in there. Germs with their first single, Forming. Germs. Yeah, as you know, Pat Smear of the Germs later actually joined Nirvana. Talk about taking one of your idols and just embracing them and just bringing them into the fold. Played some Black Flag in that set of music as well with Rise Above from the Damaged album. One of two albums from Black Flag that Kurt Cobain put in his top 50 albums, the other one being My War. And start off the entire set, as I mentioned, Combat Rock from The Clash is the album that Kurt selected. So why not play the hit or one of the hits? Should I stay or should I go? Should I stay or should I go? That's your decision. You can keep it tuned here to 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh, or you can go somewhere else. You can listen online at WRCT.org, or you can go somewhere else. But what we're doing right now is we are playing songs, artists, and the whatnot of songs and artists that have influenced or that did influence the band Nirvana as we have just passed the 30-year mark of the release of the Nevermind album. Another album that was on that list that Kurt Cobain had handwritten was Daydream Nation from Sonic Youth.
Thank you.
Hey, this is Andy Gill of Gang of Four, and you're listening to Viva La Mock on WRCT Pittsburgh.
jealous, I know. His teeth as white as snow. What a gas it was to see him walk her every day into a shady place. The lips she said, she said, it's hard, 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 let's have a ball. It's hard, 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 let's have a ball. It's hard, 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 let's have a ball.
Yeah.
From their 1990 debut, that is Mazzy Star with their cover of the slap happy tune Blue Flower here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. Before the Mazzy Star, Reader's debut album from 1990, Pod gave us their cover of The Beatles, Happiness is a Warm Gun. The Beatles actually made Kurt Cobain's list as well, Meet the Beatles, but also that 1990 album from the Breeders made it. On top of that, Kim Deal's other band, we've heard of them, the Pixies, 1988's Surfer Rosa. So I pulled Gigantic off of that and played that right before my Breeders track. Also, 1979's Entertainment album, a must-have in most people's collection from Gang of Four on Kurt's list. Kurt Cobain's who I'm speaking of. I found that essence rare. Daydream Nation brought us Teenage Riot from Sonic Youth to wrap up that set of music. Yeah, I am playing. You are currently listening to songs and artists in that influenced Nirvana as we are celebrating 30 years of the Nevermind release. Hey, don't forget that Spack Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT. Spack Brothers offer pizza, yeah, hoagies and wings, and they specialize in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. They don't use any refined sugars in their sauce or any unbleached flour in their dough. They're located at 5107 Penn Avenue in Garfield. For more information, you can call 412-362-SPACK or visit them at spackbrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or spakbrothers.com. Back to more songs and artists that influenced and inspired the members of Nirvana. This one was on Kurt's list. We're talking about the Slits. It's Typical Girls here on WRTP.
Quick, me too. was du denkst. Sie sagen, was du sagst. Sie können alles kaufen. Sie können nicht träumen. Rosa-rot, das mögen sie. Hellblau, das tragen sie. Oh, sie sind so hübsch. Oh, sie sind so nett. Rosa-rot, das mögen sie. Schwarzer Pudel, oh, oh, so naiv im Rudel. Sie müssen nicht denken, sie sind so leicht. Rosa rot, das mögen sie. Hellblau, das tragen sie. Die kleinen schwarzen.
I'm not the worst, most physical. always likes to roam. My pal's name is Footfoot. I never find him home.
I go to his house, knock at his door. People come out and say, Footfoot don't live here no more. My pal Footfoot,
Footfoot
always likes to roam. My pal Footfoot,
Footfoot
now he has no home. Where will Footfoot go?
What will Footfoot do?
Oh Footfoot, I wish I could find you.
I've looked here, I've looked there, I've looked everywhere.
Oh Footfoot, why can't I find you?
Footfoot, where can you be?
Footfoot, why won't you answer me?
Footfoot, oh Footfoot,
wherever you are, I want you to come home with me. I don't have time to roam. I have things to do. I have to go home.
Oh Footfoot, where are you? Still have a place to dwell. Footfoot, please answer me. I know where you are. You're behind that tree.
Footfoot, please come to me. Footfoot, now that you're here, won't you come home?
Footfoot, promise me this, that you will never again roam.
Speeding motorcycle, won't you change me? Speeding motorcycle, won't you change me? In a world of funny changes, speeding motorcycle, won't you change me? Woo!
from the Yip Jump music release from Daniel Johnston, Speeding Motorcycle, here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. Yeah, we're celebrating Nirvana's, the release of Nevermind. It's been just over 30 years that came out, so we are playing for this hour songs and artists that inspired Nirvana, including Daniel Johnston. Before that, how about the Shags? Yeah, the Shags. They only had one album out, and they didn't know how to play their instruments, but it is iconic in its own way. Shags with My Pale, Foot. The Raincoats from 1979 with their cover of the Kinks' Lola. In fact, when the Raincoats album was reissued in the 1990s, Kurt Cobain wrote liner notes for the reissue. Kleenex in there from 1978 with the band Kleenex, and Nice. And the Slits started off the entire set with Typical Girls here on WRCT. A couple things I should tell you before we get towards the top of the hour. We only have one more song before we get to the top of the hour. I should tell you that much. Also, I want to just let those dads out there who are listening know that, you know what? You can dance while you're listening. Why not? Do the Cabbage Patch. Do the Running Man. Break out in the Jitterbug. Maybe you know how to floss. Do it all, but I don't care if you're good or not, because all I want you to do is dance with your kids. Yeah, take a moment to dance with your kids, because guess what? Dancing with your kids is a great way to bond with them. If you go to fatherhood.gov, you can learn more. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and, of course, your good friends here at WRCT. Also, you can join your rockin' attorney. He might be my rockin' attorney and your rockin' attorney. His name's Eric Jackson Lurie, and he does 2.5 hours of rock and roll, country, and soul, but he focuses on new music by your favorite classic artists. It's each and every Thursday here on WRCT at 8 p.m. And Monday afternoon, he does a rebroadcast of the Thursday. So if you missed one show, tune back in and you can catch it again. Speaking of catching shows, I just want to remind you, you can go to WRCT.org to see our entire schedule. Click on the word schedule. Find out what shows are going on. You can view previous playlists. Reach out to your favorite DJs here at WRCT. And as always, thank you for supporting independent freeform radio. One last song to wrap up this hour of the influential artists and inspirational artists of Nirvana, which is interesting because it's REM. And what's interesting about it? It's interesting that from his top 50 albums, he picked their major label debut from 1988 as one of his favorites. That's Kurt Cobain I'm talking about. It's Pop Song 89 here on WRCT.
reach the eye.
So, if you're outside of our coverage area, remember, you can listen to WRCT online. Live streaming available at www.wrct.org. WRCT Pittsburgh. You have no excuse not to listen.
Children of the same God, walking bold and strong to the rhythm of the drum. Can anybody feel my love? 'Cause it's cold outside. Can anybody feel my love? Has your well run dry? They are soldiers of the vain God, walking bold and strike to the rhythm of the gun. They are soldiers of the vain God, walking broad and wide to the rhythm of the gun. There's a river I'm looking for, with a source high and far away. To follow the bold and brave, I have sold my things of value just to get here. I will sell my soul down the river of love. I'm a fool for it. I'm a fool. I'm weak. My song.
Anybody feel my love?
Can you feel my love?
Anybody feel my love?
We are children of the same God, walking bold in stride to the rhythm of the drum.